yeah. We're about to get nerdy with behind-the-scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
Hello, everybody. After Hours is about to start right now. And welcome for all those listening live on YouTube or the on the Gun Channel side, as well as those that might be listening in replay. Tonight, we're gonna talk about something that there's quite a few different angles that hopefully we'll kind of get to all of them. I know that previously we've talked, I don't know if you even call this necessarily a nerdy topic, but it certainly pertains to what we do as creators or influencers or bloggers or podcasters or YouTubers or whatever turn of phrase that you want to use as a label. But you know, there's a controversial aspect of this, and then there's a procedural aspect to it. And the controversial aspect is when people say, oh, you know, you got, you know, free stuff for your channel, or you're a shield or whatever. And there's a difference between things being given to you free and then it being a fair compensation for, you know, services rendered or services provided. And then the other aspect is we've talked kind of leading up to this aspect. We've talked about before, you know, with going into things like the Wanamaker Tulsa Arms Show, going into NRA, going into SHOT Show, going to even a local gun show, things like that. You know, how to approach people and how to be able to interview and or get content and stuff like that. But, you know, I want to take that a step further with, you know, where does it go from there? Once you establish that initial contact and you've gotten that video, you've gotten that interview, you know, maybe from there you want a product to test and review, that sort of thing. You know, what's everybody's methods for making that happen? Because everybody kind of has their own take, and it's going to be individual. Here we're speaking with a lot of, you know, firearm related content channels, of course, but you know, there may be people listening to this. You may be out there. You may be in makeup or tech or whatever. And, you know, some of these procedures and things, these methods that we're using, they can translate. They can totally apply. So maybe give people ideas. So with that in mind, if you're out there on the YouTube side or the Gun Channels side live with us tonight, by all means, if you have those nerd questions, tech, related questions, things like that, throw them in the chat. We'll try to run them through the panel. We'll try to get them answered. They don't necessarily have to pertain to this particular topic, but you know, since how this goes to recorded podcast, we'd like to keep it on the level of tech and nerd related if possible. And then if you're out there in replay, same thing goes for all of you. If you've got questions, that sort of stuff, that's what the comments below are for. So be sure to throw your questions, comments, concerns down there, and we'll try to get them addressed. We've almost got a full panel tonight, which is good. Means we should have plenty of good conversation going on. So let's welcome everybody that's on the panel. Give them a chance to say hi, and we'll get this thing started. We've got the master of tabletop review, Mr. Travis P11. Going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, man. Appreciate the invite. Thank you very much. I'm pretty excited for the topics for tonight, and I'm glad. Thanks for the invite, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Cool.
Got the Fallen Hammer in the house with us again. You're becoming a regular, bro.
Yeah, I'm starting to like you guys. I appreciate the invite. Glad to say I have a little bit to add to this, but I think I'm going to be learning a lot more from you guys. So looking forward to the conversation, and thanks again for the invite.
That's perfectly fine. And yeah, I think we have a pretty good diverse panel when it comes to this particular topic. We've got people that are kind of in varying levels of what I don't want to necessarily say the career or the, most people say the space. So we'll go with that. Varying levels within the space. Mr. Snob, the gun snob, the high point snob. What's happening, buddy?
Not much. Just glad to be here.
You bet.
Thank you for the invite.
Yep, we've got that guy's wife with us as well.
Hello again, and thank you for inviting me.
And the Tardot, the Lord of the Tardonians. What's up, man?
Well, I was released for a little bit tonight, so I decided I should jump into this chat, you know, with the minimal experience I do have so far.
Right. There you we got Budget in the house, who needs a, apparently was telling us in pre-chat there, he definitely needs a he needs a mental break. This is going to be his mental break, I think. So welcome, buddy.
Thanks. As always, I appreciate the invitation. I think this is a great topic to get into, particularly with, you know, the trade shows we got coming up, the NRA, the USCCA, and whatnot, both of which I'm going to. So I'm particularly interested in this.
Right. And Mr. Chicken, Gizzard Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Real good. Thanks for the invite.
Yep. And Ghost, Mr. Ghost Tactical, the Tactical. Phantasma Tacticus, I think. Isn't that what we said or something like that? Anyway.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, brother? Thanks for having me, man. And, you know, Clover likes to put this persona that he's just a big jerk and all that, but he's got a soft heart. He sent me a care package today, so it was very nice, so thank you.
You bet. But, yeah. Yeah, sometimes. I don't know. When I get to drinking, sometimes my conscience gets the better of me. So that happens occasionally, so. Gonna have to look into maybe quit drinking. That would help. so let's kind of dive into it, and I want to run this through the room, starting out, and I just want to know, because we get a lot, or we see a lot, right? We see a lot of comments out there, a lot of hate. There's a lot of talk about shields. There's you're just, you know, begging for, you know, companies to send you this or companies to send you that for free. And I don't know, you just get that animosity and that attitude sometimes. So, you know, the title of this podcast, this live stream, part of it is Free Stuff or Fair Compensation. So, just a quick sort of a rapid fire thing. I'm going to run this one through the room and, you know, in your opinion, you know, when you approach somebody and when you make a deal and whenever, you know, you get some stuff for T&E or whatever it might be, you take that back, you do your content. Are you looking at it in the aspect of free stuff, or are you looking at it in the aspect of fair compensation? Travis?
I guess not really. It's a good question. For me, I like getting a hold of the gear because it just provides me with more content for the channel. So to me, the compensation is being able to make the video from it, not having to pay for the product. I guess I just like the variety it adds to my channel because I get all kinds of different offers from people and different things I'm able to show off to other people on the channel. So, for me, it's just an opportunity to just test new things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Hammer, what about you? Free or fair?
I've only got experience with a couple of things, but a lot of it comes to me not even so much as reaching out. I'll just talk to somebody about something I like, and then they end up being super cool and sending me stuff. So I'm kind of on the same page as what he just said. It's more to get content for the channel and not have to come out of your pocket. But on the same side, it's nice to have three free things, I guess. So.
Gotcha. Snop.
Yeah, I look at it as free content for the channel, but the product, you're putting some effort into it. So it's not like it's 2 minutes worth of effort to make a video. Even if it's only a 3 minute video, it takes quite a bit of time to make it. So no, I don't look at it as free.
Yeah. And that's a valid point. I mean, a 3 minute video could take hours, right? And then additional money on top of that, potentially. That guy's wife.
I kind of read the fence because at first I thought it was just the free, and then I'm kind of learning and figuring out that it's the other, it's fair. So mine's still kind of like teetering for me. It's an adjustment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Absolutely. Tardot, your thoughts?
I agree with Snob on the whole fact that it's kind of fair compensation between both. I mean, you get, even if you're getting something free, it's something for your channel. And at that, it's even at its smallest, it's some free publicity, or, well, I guess not entirely free, but it's publicity for that company, that particular company. And in most cases, I mean, you're not looking at a major loss for that company to, you know, possibly send some free items to, be able to do that, those videos, and get their name out there even more than it may already be.
Right. Budget. Your take.
There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Never. There is anything.
Wait for free. Somebody to say that. That come up actually in a telephone conversation today with somebody. But yeah, go ahead.
There ain't. You know, value for value. That's what it is. I mean, I look at it like this. I'm providing a service for this company in exchange for the content that they're, the item that they're giving me for content. I mean, I'm doing the review, which regardless of whether they send it to me or not, is going to be my honest opinion of it. If it sucks, I'm going to tell you it sucks. If it's great, I'm going to tell you it's great. If it has problems, I'm going to tell you what those problems are. And I'm also going to highlight the good stuff about it. That just is what it is. That's called integrity. But I'm doing the video, giving my opinion of it. I'm filming it. I'm taking all that time. I'm doing the editing, and I'm putting it all together, and I'm putting it out there on my platforms. You know, how much would a company pay someone to create a video like that? And B, what would they have to pay for, say, a magazine advertisement in a magazine with a comparable circulation to the viewership that's potential out here on YouTube? You know, that it's not free. If anything, they're coming out way ahead.
Right. Yeah. And I tend to fall in that camp as well, I think. Gizzard.
I don't have a problem with it. I think as long as you're up front with your viewers and stuff like that and let them know, you know, how you came to, you know, you came to obtain this product and stuff like that, and that you're giving an objective review. I think if your viewers know you and they know you're fair, then I don't see a problem with it. It's a way for people to get their product out in front of everybody to where they can see it and, you know, find out, you know, if it's a good product, it'll get good reviews.
Right. Ghost, about you, free or fair?
It's business. It's neither. It's business. And that's just the way it is. You have to look at the new media, which is social media, video, Instagram pictures. And I think businesses and companies are moving past the point of print media where they would spend an enormous amount of money to get a review in a magazine, where they could spend $10,000 just on that one review article. Where now they can send product that may only cost them a couple hundred dollars for their cost to get it out to people's hands and actually get a targeted audience, get multiple reviews instead of just spending money for one review in a magazine. You can send it to 10 different content creators, get 10 different perspectives, because every content creator comes at it from a different point of view. So, you know, being a, they call a paid shill, people need to get off their high horse, and all those people are probably just jealous they're not getting their own stuff. You work hard, you put out good product, you put a good quality product, they're going to send you something because they respect or they like the way you present stuff. And at that point, you have to be honest and you just give a flat out review of it. And that's what they're looking for. Sometimes they like hearing bad stuff because they're actually looking for things to change and make better. So I think it's just business to me.
Right. Now that sort of plays in what you said there with the next question. And I was going to kind of run through the room because, you know, there may be people out there listening and they, you know, maybe they haven't even started a channel yet. Maybe they're just thinking about it. Maybe they've only got 100 subs or 200 or 500 or whatever the case may be. And they're thinking, okay, am I big enough? Am I big enough to go to NRA? Am I big enough to go to NRA and, you know, and we'll talk about the kind of the spiel and talking with the industry here shortly, but you know, maybe they're thinking, am I big enough to do this? So what I'd like to do is kind of run through the room and, you know, if you've gotten anything from a, from the industry, from a company to be able to test, review, that sort of stuff, you know, let us know. And then also, you know, at what point did you start getting things like that? I know for me, I was well under 500 subs, well under 500 subs when I was getting stuff. And honestly, I was getting stuff before I ever really had this CloverTac YouTube channel. I was involved in 4-H. I was utilizing stuff, and I was actually sent stuff, and I didn't even have to. I wasn't creating content. It was to use that in the field and then give them feedback on it. So it's like Ghost was saying, they sent it to me because I was out there, kind of like maybe they'll send something to an instructor to use in his class or something like that nowadays, kind of the same scenario. And they were getting that real world feedback on it. So if you're out there and you're thinking, wow, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to get into that. I'd like to do that. But you know, I don't want to have to try to build stuff up to, you know, 10,000 subs or 100,000 subs or whatever. You know, it is possible with, like Ghost said, depending on what type of content that you're starting out doing and what kind of promise it shows. But when did you first start getting into, you know, companies sending you things, Ghost?
I think the first couple things that I got was I was probably at maybe 200-300 subs or so, and it was some of those Chinese optics, you know, the $25 red dots, the $40 scopes and stuff like that. Something that for someone who's a small channel, the great thing about it for me, honestly, was it was a nice way to kind of cut my teeth where the product that, it is what it is. I mean, it's a $25 red dot. It's either going to work or it's not, you know what I'm saying? Or a $40 scope. So the reviews on that were fairly easy, but I started getting that stuff. And then really kind of after SHOT Show last year, I got my first firearm probably like last March, about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago. And I got my first firearm from a company. And that's kind of when it started to change to, okay, you start worrying about, you know, quality of content and stuff like that. Because when you start talking about a firearm or a manufacturer, that's not just one video. It's not just one farm. It could turn into multiple in a great relationship. So I think anyone that's really trying to get into it, and people say there's Chinese products and all that, man, if you're a small channel and a Chinese company contacts you and just send you a $25 red dot, do it. Who cares if you break it? I mean, really, I mean, who cares if you break it? Who cares? You know, have fun with those reviews, throw it in the ground, you know, drag it behind your car. But more than anything else, it gets you at least experience of doing a product review. And then you get the more and more you get better at it, hopefully, you know, and your quality gets better. That's when maybe other companies will start noticing.
Gizzard, what about you? Have you gotten anything and about when did you get it as far as sub counts go?
I haven't really gotten anything to review. I've gotten some solicitations in the email, which turned out when I followed up with them, they wanted me to buy the thing, and then they agreed to reimburse my PayPal account. And I'm like, no, we're not going to play that game. So,
right.
Gotcha. Now, it really hasn't happened for me yet.
But you already have gotten those offers coming in, though, so that's good.
That's correct.
And that's definitely something. There was a question out there in the chat by Bass Boy out there that asked, do you get to keep the items? And that's definitely something we're going to talk about, and we're going to also talk about the solicitations and stuff too here shortly. Budget, what about you?
Yeah, the first thing I've gotten was the CCW Breakaways pants after I went to the USCCA Expo last year, and I met Jay there. We got to talking to him and reached out to him afterwards, and he sent me the pants. Other than that, I've gotten discounts on stuff. I haven't gotten anything, although I have had I am waiting on a couple. I've got Choke Machine and Tool is supposed to send me a stock for the Savage Axis when they finish developing it. Fred Choke apparently loves my channel, so awesome on that. And I have another guy who makes aftermarket parts for the High Point Carbine that wants to send me some stuff. He reached out to me. So, yeah.
Cool. Tardot, what about you?
I don't think there was anything really early on, but I know it was about two, like when I say really early on, I mean under 100. I'm only at like 370 right now for subscribers. But it was about 200, 250 last year when we all went to NRA. And, I mean, there's a few companies that me and Gunpowder have worked with, and we're both under 500 still. I mean, and I ain't even afraid to say. I mean, it was, you know, SAR USA and Voodoo Tactical, Alien Gear. And, I mean, it really, it doesn't take much. It just takes the having the conversation with them and being able to show the effort behind your channel to really pull in those people.
Right. That guy's wife?
I have gotten free things, and I'm still only at 170 subs, and I started getting free stuff at 160, 162, I think. But that was, I started getting free things back in November, and then I got some free stuff from SHOT Show. And even as recent as Tulsa.
Right. Snob.
Sorry, I had to find the mute button. I was the first thing. I'd never really tried or, you know, put any effort forth into it at all till, I don't know, I was probably around 700 and I got that range bag, the rifle bag. And then like a month later, of course, I sent them the link after I did it and stuff. And like a month later, they emailed me back and said, "What else do you want off our site? We love the video. Want to do something else?" So they sent me another backpack, you know. And then I have a few other little things. And then in Tulsa, I did a interview with a company making, well, they're vertical gun racks, just little cheap gun racks. And I bought one from them. And then they ended up giving me $150 worth more, just handing them to me. Because I told them what I was going to do with the one. So, yeah.
Right. Hammer, bring you in here.
Sorry, I was looking for the mute button too. That was on a different screen. Yeah, it started out with me kind of early. I think I was below 200 subs, and I reached out to Armory Craft, who makes like triggers and hammers and a lot of stuff for SIGs. And I just wanted to buy a trigger and to do an install video on it. And he ended up sending it to me for free, and we've built quite the relationship. Anytime something new comes out, he'll, if I have anything that it can be used for, he'll send it my way. So that worked out. About 500 or 600 subs in, I got a couple things from one of those Chinese Amazon companies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it wasn't anything super special, but I mean, it's pretty cool that they found you randomly and want to send you something to review. And it wasn't too bad of a stuff. It was an ankle holster and something else. Right. So a lot of my stuff just comes more from just showing interest in something and not so much asking for it. Right. And then having people just be genuine, because you can genuinely want to know about their stuff, and they'll just send it to you to see what you think about it.
Right. Mr. Travis,
bring you in here on this. Man, I'm a late bloomer to anything free. I'll tell you that right now. I went back and looked at my videos, and the first free item I'd ever received was a Klinger Holsters Stingray V2. And they sent it to me for my PT-111 G2, and I'd done a ton of videos on that, and I had kind of bragged about their holsters in the past, but I'd never contacted anybody. I mean, they reached out to me first, and then after that, I had the Chinese companies contacting me about doing scope reviews and things like that. And I'm not kidding. I was probably 5,000 subs in, 7,000 subs in before I got, had received anything at all. But I mean, going back, I mean, I did have my agreement with SS Pawn where, you know, Stan would provide me the firearms and I'd clean them and shoot them and mention his store on the channel. So, I mean, that was just kind of a little local agreement I had with him. But yeah, as for, you know, any product showing up for me to test on the channel, it only about a year ago, actually. And I've been making videos for about 4 years on YouTube. So yeah, kind of a late bloomer.
Right. So I want to, not really switch gears here, but I kind of want to cover, I want to get a little complicated with this. I'm going to pull a ghost and we're going to have like a multi-topic kind of question to run through, because there's been a few different questions out there, and they kind of all relate. They all relate to the same thing. They all relate to kind of that that approach and the terms, I guess you could say, of, you know, getting the and I, you know, I hate using free, because I really don't see it as free. I mean, they send you something, and especially if you tear it up, it doesn't hold up or whatever. And even if it does, even if it's, let's say, a firearm, I mean, by the time you get through with a 2,000 round test, a 3,000 round test, you've dropped it, you've done this, you've done that, you've got what? You've got a beat up used firearm at best that you might could get a few hundred bucks for on the secondary market. And you've done, you know, literally hundreds of dollars worth of work for these people. So, you know, like Budget had explained earlier, I'm kind of in line with his thinking there. So, but yeah, I think it's kind of the terms of, you know, when you approach these companies, and I do want to get to that. But the first thing I want to do before we get into terms of those companies is, you know, the approach. What's the groundwork that, you know, you tend to lay with these companies before you get to that point? I know Hammer had pointed out a few minutes ago that he kind of just expresses interest and kind of lets them do it. So I guess my question is, what's your method on that? Do you go in and you do the review and all that, and you kind of hint around and push for, man, I'd really like to get my hands on that? Or do you let the review and the kind of the conversation and just the interest in the product and that kind of stuff? And then also a component of that is something that I've been guilty of for years, and why I don't mind, you know, even if people say, oh, you're just getting crap for free, and, you know, then, and they want to talk about how, well, you're in the pocket of big this or big that, you know, companies like, you know, that I work with, like, say, Tandem Cross, for example, you know, amazing products. I've used them since pretty much they first came on the scene with their products, have a track record of that. So, you know, people can talk the smack about that all they want, but that's something that, you know, when I see a product and it's something I already use, then I like to go talk to those companies, because I've already got firsthand information. I already know kind of I know the review is going to kind of turn out good. I know it's not really going to be junk, that I could nitpick little things about it, but, you know, odds are it's going to be good stuff. And I like having those relationships where, you know, those, I guess, business relationships, as Ghost would put it, where I've already had some type of a previous relationship. So as far as you're moving from, okay, we've made that initial contact, we've done that review, moving into, you know, what your pitch is, what your offer is, that type of stuff, to try to, you know, get that product in your hands to review. Travis, we'll start on your end.
Yeah, any kind of contact that's ever been made with me for a product review, I mean, everything off the top of my head has always come from the companies first. They've either were referred to me by another channel, or they stumbled upon my channel. I haven't gone out of my way to contact any of those companies. At terms, it's always been one of those things where if they ask for a fair and or honest review, I'll agree to do the product review. But I've had companies say, we'll give this to you in exchange for a positive review. And that's an automatic no-no with me. After receiving something, if they like my work and they want to send something else, or if they want me to pick something out, so to speak, they come to me with that. I don't think I've ever gone back to anybody and said, hey, I'd really like to try that now. You know, I've just simply let them come to me. If they say, we got this new product coming out. So I've had a company, they'll offer me something, and then maybe I'll hear from them 6 months later or 3 months later, you know, kind of catching up with me and stuff like that. Then you got companies like Olight that are very aggressive about getting their products out there on the channels.
Oh yeah.
And every time there's a new light coming out every month, or tack pack, you know, they want to send you something new. And so it really depends on the company, to be honest with you. I mean, some of the companies are more aggressive than others. But me, I don't go out of my way to ask somebody for something else. If they want to send it to me, I let them come to me.
Right. Yeah. Cause it can get to a point, and I've known some people that have kind of looked that way. You know, I've seen them at events and whatever, and basically they walk up to a booth and they go, hey, can you send me some, once you send me some stuff to review, you know, just kind of right off the bat. So, you know, it's interesting to see what, you know, a task around and kind of get what everybody's approach is. You know, is it subtle or do you just come out bluntly and say, hey, you know, I do X, Y, and Z, and why don't you send me A, B, and C? Hammer, let you jump in on this. You sort of explained your little method there a little bit, but if you have anything to add, I'll let you add your 2 cents.
No, I mean, it's pretty close to what I was saying. My big thing is I find it hard to ask for things. I don't know why. I got to be a little bit more, have your guys' mindset of where I'm actually doing them a favor, because I still feel like I'd be asking for something, even though I'm providing a service. But it usually just starts out with conversation and dialogue and not being needy or like to try to go after something for free. Just say that you're genuinely interested in something. And even some things I haven't got for free off the bat, but if I've gotten something and I reviewed it and then they saw the video and liked it, they're like, hey, you know, we really liked your video. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Here's some other stuff. You know, what can we send it to you? And so that's how a lot of it worked out for me.
Right. Snob. On the mute button.
Yeah, I was on a different screen again. I didn't realize it was already to me because I thought Armenthea was ahead of me.
He was watching Yankee. Don't let him lie to you.
Right.
Well, you know. As far as that goes, yeah, I just totally lost my train of thought. I was seriously reading something I shouldn't have been reading because I didn't realize it was already my turn.
What we were talking about was the, you know, do you, I guess your approach in getting it, is it like a
four-four? Oh, yeah.
I remember that now. Or do you want to build a relationship, or do you seek out companies that you've already used their products? How does that work?
Yeah, I apologize. I totally shouldn't have been doing that. But, yeah, so the first thing I got free really was those, or got sent to me, I'm going to say free, was those backpacks. And I literally just was looking at it, or the range bag, and I was literally just looking at it on Amazon. I thought, what the heck? I'm going to try it before I buy it. And sure enough, they were just seemed like happy to send it. And then most of the other stuff is either stuff like my Kydex pressing foam. I contacted that guy and said, hey, I'm doing a giveaway. Would you be interested in sending some? And he was thrilled to send it, you know, just for me doing that. And then, you know, I'd rather build a relationship like the vertical gun rack people. You know, I didn't even ask. Nothing was even said about it. I was just going to buy it. And they're like, hey, here, take these. So that was my approach.
Right. That guy's wife, what about you?
Okay, so I looked dumbfounded and somebody approached me, which kind of worked out for me, and I didn't ask for anything. In fact, it's still kind of a back and forth, like okay, are you sure type thing. And then I've actually just gotten free things just from doing interviews and stuff. And the fact that I go back and talk to them and things like that, I'll do kind of my interview. I'll initially talk to them and stuff like that. Especially like Wanamaker and stuff like that. And then like this going back again and making sure that I go back and touch bases with people that I've already seen and actually do videos with them again. And I've gotten stuff out of that where I'm like, well, wait a minute, why, you don't have to do that. You know, I'm actually like trying to tell them no. And they're like all about making sure that I've got it and stuff. But I've done, on the other hand, I was offered something. And then in addition to that, we were emailing back and forth. And I'm like, well, since you're sending me that, how do you feel about sending me this also? And she sent both. So that's awesome. And then I heard through someone else that someone was looking for someone to review something for them. And so I just flat out hit her up and like, hey, I met you at SHOT Show. And I heard that you were looking for females to do this, this, and this. And she's like, yeah, tell me what you want and we'll get it out to you. It's like, cool. So I've kind of hit every little bit of that. So,
right. Tardot, what's your approach on that?
Well, let's see. When you're first coming up to talk to somebody, you got to have somebody hired to roll out the red carpet for you. And then you got to make sure to keep a candlelit dinner in your backpack so that way you can really sweet talk them. No.
Right. Right.
You,
at least a fast food dinner or something, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. No, honestly, it was a lot easier than me and Gunpowder expected with the approach. You know, at first, we kind of had that nervous, you know, reaction to it, too. I mean, even just doing the booth reviews. But when we first started it, we would go up to these companies. You know, NRA was our first, you know, industry show, and that was where we got in with a few companies and talking to them. And really, it just starts off with saying, would you mind, you know, doing the booth review? Would you mind letting us take a look at your booth, talking to us about any new products, things like that? Now, with me, there was, you know, some of the companies were companies that I'd already used their products, and I just showed interest in new products they had coming out. And they were like, oh, yeah, we'll send you a testing kit. You know, we'll send it out to you. Or, you know, there was a few companies that I'd never used the products before, but I just had interest in them. And I'd talk to them about a particular item. And they eventually just, you know, through email contact afterwards said, hey, we'll send you one to try out. And, you know, just keep a hold of it, you know, as long as you're doing videos, things like that. And I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome. And it's just making sure they know that you're going to have that follow through, what your intent is with the product if they're going to send you something.
Right. Gotcha. Budget, your approach on being able to secure product.
I hate the cold call, so to speak. I mean, if it were sales, it would be the cold calling somebody. I hate that. I kind of like to lay a bit of groundwork first. For instance, with the NRA show coming up, I went through their exhibitor list and made my own list of companies that I'd be interested in talking to. And then I reached out to them via their social media because I figured I would be more likely to get in touch with the social media / marketing people that way. With a, hey, I'm Mike from Budget Guns and Gear Reviews. I'd like to see you're going to be at the NRA meeting. I'd like to stop by your booth for a few minutes and talk to you about what you have out for 2019, et cetera. Would that be okay? So far, I've gotten a lot of responses back. Yeah, go ahead, show up. You know, our marketing people will be there, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll go. I'll do the interviews. And this is the same thing I did with the USCCA Expo last year, is I'll go. I'll do the booth interviews and you know, kind of make that connection. Then put out my videos of the reviews, then follow up with an email or a Instagram message or Facebook message or something to show them, hey, here's the video I did for you. And, you know, if you guys are interested in having something promoted or whatnot, want to send something for review, you know, I'm willing to work with you or, you know, and go with it that way. But I have done the cold call thing before where I've reached out to companies. For instance, I'm working on this budget precision rifle project. I'm trying to put together the stuff for that first. That's how I got in contact with Choke Machine and Tool. I reached out to them via email. Hey, this is the project I have going on. I'd be interested in having I've looked at a lot of stocks in this price range, and I'd like to be interested in having your company supply this, you know, if you want to be part of the project, please go ahead and get back in touch with me and, you know, let me know and we can collaborate on this. Which Fred, apparently he did. He looked at my channel and was like, oh yeah, I love that, and all for it. So, you know, I like to try to kind of ease into it at first. I don't like to just, hey, I'm me, give me stuff. You know, that just... Right. I mean, I will, because the closed mouth don't get fed. The only way that you're guaranteed not to succeed is not to try, but I don't like to do it like that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good one that you brought up. I like what you brought up there with kind of a multi-collaborative project is what it seems like that's going to be. So that's a whole other dynamic as opposed to just,
yeah,
you know, going after one. You're looking at, you know, potentially having to approach dozens of companies for one project, which is an interesting dynamic. So G-Webs have jumped in, and I'm going to come back around to you, G-Webs, as soon as we get this one run through the room. But welcome, sir. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Gizzard, let you jump in while the topic's still hot here. Your approach, you said that, you know, have you approached any companies, I guess? You said you've got some solicitations and stuff. But
I have not approached anybody. In fact, the only free things I've ever gotten from anybody are usually a couple booths at Wanamaker usually give me a little something in exchange, or, you know, as a token of gratitude for doing a video review of them. I didn't ask for it and stuff like that. But for example, you know, the Texas Best Beef Jerky, they always give me a free bag of jerky after I do an interview with them.
Right.
And Celtic Holsters last fall gave me a hat. All that was pretty much unexpected and definitely not required for me to do it. But and of course, they didn't ask for reviews of said stuff.
Yeah.
So,
well, we
as far as soliciting people, I haven't done it.
Okay. Well, we knew you were in the pocket of Big Beef Jerky. So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Well, it was not necessary to, you know, disclose that. Ghost can bring you in on the tail end here. As far as your approach with you know, securing the products if you need to?
A lot of it comes from just relationships you build at SHOT Show or NRA or, you know, wherever you're doing, you're getting to meet them. And it just, it's one of those things that forms over a time frame. You know, I will never just straight up just, hey, this, that, and the other. It's going to be a relationship, turn it into a friendship and talking and all that. Yeah, so I don't mind asking if the products that I am and you know, wanting to review, I'm not just going to email and say, I would like this, this, and this. I'm going to, you know, get to know them and hopefully show them some of my stuff and see if they're interested and then kind of break it in. And as far as terms goes, I mean, he brought terms earlier. That's just kind of individually. I've actually only had two companies that have ever sent me anything that actually had terms on it. And when I say the terms, one of them, I'm getting the firearm probably coming in tomorrow. And all it was is, we want the review done before NRA. That's all it was. Didn't say anything about what the review had to be. Just, we need a review before NRA. Not a problem. And then I get a tack pack every month. And all that is they want me to do a couple pictures, you know, or just promote tack pack. Those are the only terms. So I've never had anyone say, we want this, this, and this. I am prepared to negotiate. I've got a form that I could have if they say, what would you do in return for this product? I have that ready, but I've never had anyone ask that. They just said, hey, you know, here's my stuff. We'd love for you to just do a review on it. And so I really don't worry about terms, except for if it's a time, you know, sensitive issue like this one that I'm getting tomorrow, is we went through review out before NRA. Not a problem. You know, that's not a problem.
Right. Now, before we bring G-Webs in here for a second, just a quick reminder, because we have been going pretty heavy, pretty strong here. But if you're in the chat on the Gun Channel side or the YouTube side, then, yeah, we can field those tech questions and nerd chat questions and all of that. So if you have things like that, put them out there. That's fine. If you're listening in the replay, the comments below, that's where you can drop them as well. And we'll try to get those taken care of. So I'm going to bring G-Webs in just for a second, probably use him to kind of kick off this next section. Ghost brought it up with terms and sort of, you know, what people expected. But before we get onto that topic, since G-Webs just jumped in, have you been keeping up? Have you been listening, G? Do you know kind of where we're at in the conversation here, or do you need a little bit of a recap?
Well, I'd ask you guys to start over, but you refused. But no, I've got in maybe 15 minutes or so. So I've been listening until the last portion here.
Okay. Well, we were just talking mainly, and of course, you've been doing this for so long and seeing things change, especially when we go into talking about the terms. And I want you maybe to hit on that too, if you'd like. But, you know, we were just talking about, first of all, you know, the main kind of topic that we kicked this off with was, you know, when you get these products from these companies, you know, sometimes you get hate out there for it. And of course, there's always going to be haters, but, you know, the question is it free stuff or is it fair compensation? And then from there, we kind of took it into our approach. You know, when we're approaching somebody, we have projects or, you know, things that we would like to test out or review, and what types of companies maybe that we even approach. And then following that up, and I know I'm kind of giving you, again, the ghost version of a question here. But to follow that up, this next little section we were going to talk about is the terms. Are there certain terms? Have you seen the terms change maybe over years when you're talking about you? Is you know, is it a situation where companies, you think at a certain sub count or a certain amount of popularity or something like that, are certainly willing to pay on top of doing the product? What do you think about them letting you keep the product? Is that, you know, is it a deal breaker if you can't keep the product? You know, different things with involvement terms. So I know that was a lot to digest, but I'll just let you kind of free for all here for a minute and give your thoughts on all that if you want.
You definitely coasted me with that one. So I've only listened to the last part, but we've had this discussion before, right? So sure. Everything's different, right? So when you're, first off, nobody owes nobody anything, and we're capitalists, so we're allowed to do business, right? That's how the world works. That's how at least our free market works and free individuals work. And then I'll throw out three words here and then try to address your question. Synergy, and then collaboration, and then you're allowed to get thank yous. Like, people are allowed to thank you for their work or whatever. So with that, nobody owes you nothing, right? So if you are bringing a part of a transaction to the table, then, you know, your value is what you bring to the table, right? So if you have a great value and you don't bring it to the table, if you don't express it correctly at the table, then that's not anybody else's fault but your own. And that's what we're hopefully doing these projects for, because we're trying to grow and learn and all that. So as a project develops, you ask me, like, you know, is the approach people, I guess, use to get stuff to us? I have in the past asked for stuff, but I've also spent more time not asking for stuff, and offers will still come in either way. But depending on the size of that we were and what our focus was. So we were small like everybody, and then you get large, and then, you know, when we were large, our focus was review. So at that point, you know, we were of value to someone trying to get information out there for somebody's purchase decision or for whatever, you know, awareness or something. When I don't do product reviews and I don't have the reach, then obviously my relationships are going to be different, or my agreements, arrangements are going to be different, right? So part of it is an opportunity. When you're growing, getting anything in your hands is an opportunity to learn your craft, right? To learn how to do a review, to create an audience, and to create an archive of content. So I would say, like anything, when you're starting, when you're growing, I would appreciate any potential opportunity. Once you've got to a point where you're either at your limits of your resources, or you're at the limits of your time, or whatever it happens to be, then your time gets more valuable. And I'm sure that once you're at that level, more often than not, when you're at that level, you're at your peak of performance, right? So you're probably worth them as much as you're ever going to be, or, you know, at the height of what you're worth. So now people are going to need to compete for your time. And I'm pretty sure that's how capitalism works. When you've got a scarce commodity, its value grows, right? So if you create a scarce commodity, your time is more and more valuable because of your effort you put into your product or your projects, then why wouldn't the value of that grow? And you'd be foolish to not appreciate that and incorporate that into whatever kind of arrangements you have. So if you're one of the very few channels that are creating strictly product reviews, or like that's, you emphasize product reviews, and when you do that, product gets sold. That's what magazines do. That's what television did. That's what radio did. I mean, I'm not saying that's the only thing out there, you know, I'm definitely not suggesting that, but it's certainly not new. And anybody that's going to complain about it, I'll just end with, my dad used to say, if you could stand out on the street handing out $20 bills, and somebody's going to come along and complain about it.
Right. Now, Crooked Creek out there brings up something, and I want to hit on this before we move on and get everybody else's thoughts on terms. You know, surrounding what kind of terms have they been offered? Like Gizzard said before, he's had some solicitations and other things. And then what type of terms do they not like? Which type of terms do you prefer? That sort of thing. But Crooked Creek says that he contacted a major company the other day and just wanted to review something small. And they basically told him he wasn't worth messing with right now. And a couple of things that I would say to that. First of all, which I put out in the chat. Don't let getting told no discourage you, because you're going to get told no probably 80% of the time. So get used to that. Wear it as a badge of honor and just keep trudging on. The second thing is,
whenever you get discouraged by no's, go read the story of Colonel Sanders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't let that get you down. And then the second thing that I would advise is, he said he contacted the major company. I would look into smaller companies. Smaller companies working with smaller channels, they seem to be a little more open. Now, you can't have companies that are too small. And so, you know, if you're talking about a small company that's doing an item that they got a very, very tight margin on, then a lot of times they're not able to do that. However, if you've got smaller companies that's got a pretty decent margin on stuff, in other words, they're a company that's set up to where, you know, they're shipping stuff out to dealers and they have retailers and stuff like that, then they've got these pricing levels built in. They're usually making pretty good money. So for them to send you something direct from the company is not a whole lot out of their pocket, and they can sustain that. And then just like Ghost was talking about and Gizzard was talking about with the Asian market stuff and things like that, starting out with that smaller stuff, I think, can help you build a portfolio too. But I'm going to jump on over to budget, and I'll keep running this through the room. Terms. What terms have you been offered in the past? Are there certain terms you like versus certain terms that you just are not going to go for? You know, how do you like to facilitate those terms? That's going to be this next topic, budget.
I have not had to deal with that yet. I have not had a company demand any terms or even ask for any terms other than I had one that wanted to send me the products in exchange for the review and advice on using social media. Other than that, that was the only terms. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever do one that was in exchange for a positive review. The review is going to be what it is. Mm-hmm. Good, bad, indifferent. I'm never going to sell my integrity for a product. That's just isn't going to happen.
Well, let me ask you this, but before we move on, and I hope I don't step on some toes here that somebody was going to say this or had this on their mind, but let's say that somebody does approach you and it's not that way, but I know I've ran into this myself, and you've got companies that, you know, this product is stellar. It's exemplary, right? And you get that in your hands. Do you purposely look for the least little flaw, just something you can possibly nitpick on, or do you let that go as, you know, not really having any drawbacks to it?
If I encounter it in my review process, then I put it out there. For instance, I did the SSP Eyewear top focal shooting glasses review. And one of the things that I found that was negative about it was with the top focal lenses in both sides, it's harder than hell to see the target downrange. I put that out there. But then I also put out there how to mitigate that by getting a pair of the bottom focal lenses and putting in your off eye so that you can focus on the front sight with your dominant eye and the target with your non-dominant eye. SSP was not very happy when they saw that until they also, because he didn't catch the part where later in the review I put the way to mitigate that out there. But it's like, dude, what, do you expect me to not put out something honest about it? I mean, if it's a flaw, it's a flaw.
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. Tardot, as far as the terms we're talking about, let you jump in on that.
As far as terms, I really draw the line when it does come to, you know, kind of that pushing for a positive or a good review. The terms I've dealt with mostly have been pretty open, though. Usually it's pretty much just comes down to, as long as you're doing, you know, videos for it, we're happy. They're not necessarily requesting a good review. They're not, you know, they're requesting just doing T&E and doing reviews for it. Now, when it comes down to kind of what you were talking about with budget, on as far as if you're having problems with the product, I agree to put it out there. And my other part of it is to go ahead and contact the company while putting it out there. I did run into issues. My example is with Alien Gear. Now, it's not so much an issue with the product itself as if it was wasn't working. It was more of the kit I received was missing parts and everything else. And, you know, while I talked about it in the video, the original video I did, I also contacted them and said, hey, you know, is there any way we can get this fixed? And what that did is also gave me the ability to rate their customer service as a company itself. So you kind of get another review out of it. And it also helps promote that company. You know, if they have great customer service, that's just more customers that you're going to draw in to help them, to that company.
Mm-hmm. Right. That guy's wife, what are your thoughts on some of the terms?
I've actually asked companies, do you have terms? And I've actually only had one that had any kind of term whatsoever. And it was more of a time limit as to when, how long I would be able to keep. Because I've had a company offer me an AR pistol, and I actually got to come back at them and ask specifically for a certain model or an caliber on it. And the only thing with that is that after they gave me kind of a timeline where I would have to send it back. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the only thing I've had to deal with as far as terms.
Gotcha. Snob, your experiences?
Believe it or not, I am paying attention and ready this time, not texting my son. And yes, the terms. The only thing I've had any terms on was the guy who does the holster pressing foam. And his terms were this. I have to add him as a friend on Facebook, follow him on Instagram, and let him embed my videos on his website. That was literally the only terms.
Right. Okay. And so you've never been approached by terms that you necessarily wouldn't accept?
No, but, you know, I'm pretty new to getting anything anyway, so right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, fair enough. Hammer, what about you on terms on some of the stuff you've worked out?
The only people that gave me terms was that Chinese company from Amazon. They tried to coach me on what the video was. And I kind of told them, like, with respect, I'm just going to tell it how I see it. Because, I mean, I really believe that transparency and giving your honest opinion is what's giving your viewers and the people that are looking at your channel the honest thoughts. Because I know a lot of stuff that I've gotten before if I couldn't see it or if it wasn't around in local stores, I would go online, and that's kind of one of the things that drove me to start my channel. And so that helped me out a lot. So I really think that you have to be honest in what you're reviewing. A lot of the times it kind of looks like I'm biased because I review a lot of stuff that I like, and I really don't try to find stuff that I don't like, right. But everything that, I mean, all my thoughts are my truly honest opinions. And I think that's really huge with what we're doing.
Right. Travis, what about you as far as terms and,
yeah, a lot of it, you know, kind of go along with what Tardot says and what others have mentioned here so far. Anytime I've ever received an offer, it's said, you know, we will send this to you. And I'd mentioned this before, you know, in exchange for a fair and or honest review. Nobody, I mean, and then the few people that said it, you know, for a positive review, those are the ones that I've declined the offers. I'm trying to think here. Yeah, and then other than a few of the companies wanting to use any videos I'd put up on YouTube, like I'd, you know, heard earlier, you know, embedding the videos on their website and stuff like that, agreeing to that, or using segments from my video as promotional items, I'm fine with that, you know. I guess maybe I should look at the fine tooth, you know, comb terms of some of those things, just because that stuff could be used and they could profit from it tremendously, I suppose, and I wouldn't, but I agree to it. But that's pretty much it. I mean, that's it. So I haven't had the situation yet. You know, you and I talked about Bear Creek Arsenal and stuff like that. But I don't have any firearms coming necessarily where I have to send them back in a particular amount of time. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's always been just, you know, we'll send this to you in exchange for a fair and positive, or not positive, but a fair and honest review.
Honest review.
They tend to use a lot of the same wording, the four or five companies that have contacted me. I think, I don't know, they might be all under the same agency, a lot of the Chinese companies that contact me about stuff. So, yeah.
Right. Ghost, I know you kind of commented on this a few minutes ago, so I'm going to I'm going to throw a little, I'm going to ghost you here. I'm going to throw a little extra one. If you've got anything to talk about as far as terms, then, you know, by all means do that. But Crooked Creek out there has got another one, and he says, what do you do if you get a product that's total junk? And I'm going to speak to this first because I was going to actually talk about it when I got around to Gary, but I'll go ahead and talk about it now. I had a one of these cheap Chinese, you know, companies contact me, and they had a belt. And it's just a nylon belt and all this kind of stuff. And I back and forth with them since we're talking about terms. And basically, they just wanted some videos or whatever, right? And I'm like, well, I could do some kind of video. I can do something with it. And, you know, I can you know, maybe also do an Instagram post that, hey, I'm fixing to check this belt out or do whatever. And I didn't expect anything, and it come in, and I really didn't expect anything. And so I used it as a tow strap, and I drug it behind the truck, ultimately blew it up with Tannerite, right? And so, you know, I didn't expect it. You know, it was a $14 belt. I mean, what can you say about it other than this is a $14 belt? If you, you know, only have a $14 budget and you need a belt, this could be an option for you. But outside of that, you know, let me do some crazy tests to show you, you know what this $14 belt can hold up against, right? And I gotta say, I mean, I was, as far as using it as a tow strap, I was impressed, and as far as dragging it on the road and everything, I was impressed. It didn't withstand the Tannerite, but yeah, I didn't expect that to happen anyway, and they were happy. I mean, they thought it was great what I did. So I think, you know, if you get something, I think you got to have this perception or this understanding beforehand that, you know, especially if you're dealing with Chinese knockoff stuff, that it is what it is. So you definitely don't want to portray it as, you know, that belt is as good as a, you know, $300, you know, concealed carry belt that's out there, because it's just flat not. Then people are going to know your line. They're going to know that's at what point you get into that shield territory. But if you present it as what it is, I don't particularly see a problem. Now, as far as getting something that's maybe not falling in that category, but is junk and is having problems, then, you know, I haven't run into anything that was absolute junk with, you know, as much stuff as I've done. But with the stuff I have done, I've had a couple of issues, and I mentioned out there on the YouTube chat earlier as well that give me an opportunity to then contact the company, contact customer service, go through the customer service level, you know, experience, and then do a video on that, you know, good or bad, and everything else, kind of tell the story of a contacted customer service. I've got one out there on some Remington UMC Blackout ammo that the, you know, the customer service experience, it ended up a positive experience, but it was kind of drawn out. So, you know, I go through that entire story. I don't just come on and say, oh, they got great customer service. I come on and say, this is what the experience was like. But Ghost, I'll let you jump in, and you can speak to that or the terms, either one that you kind of hit on earlier.
Yeah, as far as having trash product, I've actually had to send a product back and contact them and said, look, you know, this is not anywhere near what I thought it was going to be or what it's advertised to be. It doesn't work. But I don't want to just put this product review out just thrashing it. Maybe it was a bad sample, maybe it was a bad lot number or whatever. And I gave them the option, would you like to send me another one or what? And I said, I don't want to put this review out if you don't want me to. They said, yes, yeah, send it back and we'll send you another one. I sent it, I got another one in, and it actually was fine. And so I did the review and it was fine. It just, I guess I got a bad one, you know, and it is what it is. But you know, I think that if you're utilizing a company, utilizing you, and the open communication back and forth is positive, then, you know, I don't think you want to burn bridges right off the bat. But if you have an issue with a problem, contact whoever it is, the contact that you have, or like you said, go through customer service. But if you contact them saying I'm having some issues, and if they're willing to send you another product, I'll give them another chance. If they're not willing to send another product out, then that's telling me that they know they've got crap and it is what it is. And if they don't want to send another one, then I'll probably go out and say I had a bad product, or if you just send another one, so I'm skeptical of the company. Anyone that doesn't stand behind their product, I'm not going to do business with. But you know, that kind of stuff is, I think that if you've already built a relationship with a company before you get the product, then telling them, hey man, this is something's wrong, you know, you might want to check this out, they're probably going to do whatever they can to help you out, because they don't want a bad, you know, bad karma out there. As far as terms, I know people said that, you know, it sounds bad. And I know that, I mean, I guess when you're starting out and you get an opportunity to do a review of a firearm, let's say, and you get to keep it for 6 months or 3 months or a year, whatever that is. I mean, I guess you just have to play with it. Is it worth it, you know, for you? I'll put to you this way. If it's a firearm and they say you've got 3 months to, and you're going to send it back, I promise you this, by the time they get it back, they're not going to want it back, you know. I'm going to put that thing through the gauntlet, and no offense, but if you're not going to let me keep it for all the time and effort that I'm going to put through it, then when you receive it back, you're probably not going to like the conditions. I'm going to put it through testing. I'm going to do some serious testing with it. Pretty cool video, but you know, I think that it's more of a respect thing. if they don't respect your channel enough to give you the product for your time and your services, then I'm probably not going to do anything with that. Now, obviously, everyone has to make their own decision upon what they want from that product, what they want from that company, and maybe it sets up something down the road for them. That's fine. When I was starting out, hell, I probably would have taken anything, you know, and just done it. But I think G said, you know, once you reach a certain point, and I'm by no means at an elite or high level point, but I am in a point where my time is precious. And I'm getting stuff sent to me quite frequently that I don't have time to worry about time limits. Like I said, I'm getting one tomorrow that they said that they just wanted a video up before NRA. That's not a problem. You know, I understand, because NRA is coming up and they're releasing this at NRA. So I understand that side of things. So I understand that kind of thing. But as far as terms, I think no matter what the terms are, every channel is different, every person's different, and you just have to figure out what's important to you. Is it getting free? I'm not going to say free, but if you're getting product in return for your services, if that's important to you, then stick to your guns. If you don't care if you get to keep it, or you don't care, blah, 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 you just want content, everyone's different. And so it's hard to answer. I can tell you what I think. And, you know, my opinion might be different than Travis or Amethy or Budget or Gary or Snob. But I think everyone has to be true to what their mission and what their project goals are. So that's just me.
Right. And one thing to keep in mind, I mean, if it is terms where you have to send it back, you know, you're going to have time involved. So, you know, if you've got to send that back in 3 months, if you've got other projects going on, right? Or are you going to drop everything to try to do a couple thousand round test and all of this other stuff on that one, let's say, firearm, that because you've got to get it back to them in 30 days or 90 days or whatever the case may be? And then you've also got to look at the investment with ammo, potentially range fees and cleaning products and other things, right? I mean, you've got, you know, I don't know. I just see sending it back with it for me. And you're right that everybody kind of has to make that decision for themselves. But for me, it seems like that comes with restrictions that I don't know that I'm prepared to deal with as far as myself with other projects and other things. Right. I have going on.
That's why I said that, you know, yeah, there's a lot of money that no matter if we get a firearm or whatever it is, let's just take a firearm. You're getting a firearm, there are a lot of expenses that are going to be out of our pocket to do that review on that free firearm. Like you said, ammo, range time, if you don't have a long range or whatever, I mean, driving to a range, you're talking time and money that you're going to be out of your pocket, and then you don't even get to keep that firearm. like I said, if that's the case and I really want to test this firearm, like I really, there's something about this that I really want to review it and I know that I can't keep it, I promise you when they get that firearm back, it's going to be tested. It's going to be put through the gauntlet, you know?
Right.
So Gizzard, I'm gonna let you jump in. You know, you said you hadn't really gotten anything, but on the terms you mentioned earlier, some of these Chinese companies, and it's really important that we hit on this because there may be people out there starting up channels doing things. And again, we're not even talking necessarily about firearm related channels, but anybody. And I can imagine probably with beauty in the tech space and other niches within social influencing that these Chinese companies are pushing stuff out to them via email too. And so you, I know you said you didn't want to partake of the scenario where they approach you and said, hey, if you'll buy this from Amazon, we'll reimburse you. And I think that was a smart move because more often than not, they don't reimburse you. And I've been hit with those too. I'm sure probably everybody on the panel has, as well as other people that's listening out there live or even in replay. But I do want to kind of throw a hypothetical to you. If you're at one of these shows, you know, what kind of terms would you definitely not accept? Where's kind of the line for you if they say, you know, like Travis had brought up earlier and several other people that they want a positive review or that you got to send it back or, you know, they try to dictate how the video is created. I know that's been a problem with some where they were like a director, right? Where they say, you know, hey, we want you to do X, Y, and Z with this particular product. But is there a line for you that you're not going to cross?
Well, I don't want another company dictating to me how I do my work. I mean, you know, I do my work a certain way and stuff like that. And I'm going to, like just about everybody, I'm sure, in this chat, I'm going to be honest. You know, there's no reason to sugarcoat it for somebody. I mean, unless you're doing this just to get freebie stuff, which I'm not in here to get that anyway. So, but I would like to, if there's something good out there that I think people could benefit from, then definitely I want to do a good review of it and, you know, tell people that, hey, here's something that's new that's, you know, you might like. But I'm just as likely to say, here's something I had a bad experience with that you might want to be careful about this. But I don't want anybody telling me, well, you can't, you know, you can only do A or you can only do B. That puts way too many restrictions on, and it's pretty much like they're choreographing the result.
Right. Gotcha. And, yeah, and I agree with that. I'm going to bring G-Webs in here. He mentioned something kind of over on the gun channel side there, where we are watching the chat, by the way. And, you know, this plays into, it's really something we haven't talked about. We were mainly talking about getting things to review and you know, if that goes into the terms and positive review and stuff like that. And what I gather, you were getting at over there, G, and I'll let you address this and then you can also kind of go off in whatever direction you want to from there. But I guess what you were getting was that there's another aspect of this that we really haven't talked about. And maybe sometime maybe we'll tailor the show around this topic, but is you're not really doing a review. You just do product placement.
Was that a question? Cause now you're like anti-ghost to me. I think.
Yeah. Like I'd be anti-ghost. That was kind of, I was just bringing up what you mentioned there in the chat.
I think I definitely haven't when you first started chatting about this, because you're talking about the funding side of it or the financial side of a channel, I think I thought more funding of a channel, and you guys are talking more like specifically stuff you get on loan or on whatever, T&E basically. So that's a little different because T&E isn't necessarily designed to fund your channel, right? I mean, T&E is testing and evaluation. It's to efficiently synergize and collaborate. So if you're going to be doing a review of a gun with 1,000 rounds of ammo, synergistically, you'd be using some product placement, somebody's ammo, right? Is that what you're getting at? You're going to be using a range bag. You're going to talk about somebody's range bag. You're going to be at a range, right? You're going to be driving there in a vehicle, you're going to be drinking something. You're going to be heading to someplace later. I mean, first off, let me reiterate, there are no rules. The surest way to fail is to try to duplicate what somebody already succeeded at, especially with something creative, right? We're on the internet. We're not trying to make a new magazine because there's only so much space in a magazine rack, and we have to figure out how to publish and distribute a magazine and then pay writers and find advertisers for a magazine. We're footless and fancy free. We're also not in 2009 or 2010 when companies in the industry were still learning what the internet's potential was and still coming from a frame where they were used to spending $30,000 on a campaign, not on their advertising budget for the year, but for a campaign on a relatively short time frame, for a monthly magazine, for a, you know, a quarterly magazine, you're talking $30,000, you know, an average number probably. So when you come from an industry that's spending that kind of money and they appreciate what the internet does, that was great in 2010. And my experience is mostly from that era, but now we're in a whole different era. You know, we're talking a few years later, but the development and the change in the internet over the last few years is incredible. And we're talking about product review. I mean, it's going to be tough for me to be enthusiastic about product reviews because I'm just not interested in them personally. I mean, there's obviously a bunch of interest in them and there's lots of stuff out there, but you know, I don't focus on them. So it's just not my thing. I don't watch them. I don't really do them, but you certainly don't have to be restricted to getting a product. Like we were just talking about, like when you started this whole thing with these two, placements type of thing, you can have an agreement with a gun range that you, or the range that you do the stuff at, or the cleaning pad that you've got on the thing, or the bench rest that you're using, or the shirt that you're wearing, for crying out loud. So you can be doing all kinds of things in that video that have nothing to do with the product. Now, just to touch on, so you can let somebody else talk again, the last part there about a positive review being a lie. Heck no, you can do a positive review for something that's not good. It got here quickly. It was relatively good price. You know, it's not the best thing out there, but it's certainly not priced accordingly. You know, or it is priced accordingly. You know, this, you get what you pay for. It's not perfect, but you only paid $30 for this. You could talk about how it's, you know, if you weren't going to use it for, I just used it for, it might be perfect for that and this other use. You know, maybe it didn't work for rolling down a mountain, but this would probably work in the airport or vice versa. So you can do a positive review without lying about the product. And anyway, I'll just leave it at that. But also just throw it out there that there's no rules. So don't try to do what somebody else did, especially when they did it in a different environment and with different people on the playing field. And there's no rules. So don't go forward with whatever anybody else did before. The start innovating. Any contact you have with somebody is a new opportunity to do a new thing.
Right. Yeah. And what you're talking about there, you know, with the product placement side of things, it kind of plays in too with what Budget was talking about with, you know, with the custom rifle build and approaching several different companies and I know I do that. You know, that's part of, gives me a chance to kind of talk about that just for a second, I guess, with my pitch, I guess, when I'm talking with a company and it's like, okay, you know, I want to test this product, you know, blah, blah, blah. Assuming that, you know, it holds up, I enjoy the product, you know, that sort of thing. And I get to keep said product, then, you know, that's another pitch that I like to give is that subsequently, let's say, you know, we keep going back to this idea of a gun, of a firearm, but, you know, let's say it's that, you could use that in everything from testing, you know, Cameo and product placement from, you know, testing holsters moving forward to ammunition, to targets, to, you know, all kinds of even maybe non-product related videos, even, you could be wearing that or something like that. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's thinking outside of the box. It's thinking about all these multiple opportunities and taking advantage. So I think with that, I think we're going to close it down. I'm going to start sweeping the floors and picking up tables. We'll start with Budget. Let everybody get their plugs in. For those out there live on the YouTube side, on the Gun Channel side, or listening in replay, listen intently, listen closely, and definitely check out these channels, follow them, see what all they're doing. You might just find one or two or a dozen that you like. Kick it off, Budget.
As always, thanks for the invitation. This was a great show. There was a lot of good information put out here tonight. So speaking of value for value, you guys that are out there watching this for free, you know, give this a thumbs up and a like and a share and whatnot. Give Clover some value for the value he just gave you. You can find me here on YouTube at Budget Guns and Gear Reviews, the same on Gunstreamer, GunTube, HugeTube, CocoScope. I am Budget Guns and Gear on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You can find me at www.budgetgunsandgear.com. That is my website where I post written articles to go with the video reviews and such that I do. You can also find some of my content over at Gear Report. I do a weekly live stream here on YouTube and simulcast on Gun Channels called The Right of the People, where we use the first to defend the second every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. I know I'd said on Ghost's show earlier in the week that I wasn't going to be able to do my show on Friday this week. I was going to do it on Sunday, but I've arranged some things so that that's now flipped back. I am indeed going to be going live tomorrow night, Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. So please come join the conversation.
And thanks for jumping in. Tardot, you're up.
Well, once again, thank you for having me. Make sure to check me out, of course, on YouTube, Gunstreamer. Also, go check out Gunpowder Beauty. She's got some good videos that are going to be coming out. The big thing I'm going to promote is I actually have gotten our new website for Tar Powder Media finished, and that's just at tarpowdermedia.com. And we've got everything from our blogs on there to links to all of our social media and all of our channels. And I've actually set up a page on there now where you can actually view the most recent videos and upcoming live streams whenever we do get back to doing live streams again from the website. And I actually have a chat included on that page too. So go over and check out that website. We're going to hopefully get some affiliate links and some friends links posted up on there too for everybody to go check out. So remember, tarpowdermedia.com.
That guy's wife, you're next.
Thanks for having me. I've put out a couple of videos today and one yesterday, so be sure and go check those out. I'm on YouTube, Gunstreamer, Instagram. I finally set up my own Patreon. I have in the process of working on getting me my own Facebook for That Guy's Wife Media, and of course I have my website, which is www.thatguyswifemedia.com. So thanks for having me.
Bet. Snob.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed the show tonight. Learned as always on this show. And I've got several Tulsa videos just came out, and there's several more to come, so thanks for having me.
You bet. Hammer, you're up.
Thanks again for inviting me. I appreciate being welcomed into your guys' group. Anybody that's listening, check me out on YouTube and Instagram, The Falling Hammer. And it may sound silly, but for anybody's videos that you watch, a like and a subscribe or a comment goes a long way. We look forward to seeing that. So anybody that you like, let them know that.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Thanks for jumping in. And I'll add a share to that. You really don't realize. I mean, we talk about contributors and Patreon and people buying stuff from the swag store. We talk about all this stuff, but you don't realize how powerful just a share can be, right? You may be out there and you may think, wow, you know, really can't afford to do Patreon or something like that. But, you know, you could share it and 100 people see it, and one of those 100 people might have the capacity to support that particular channel on Patreon or something like that. So, you know, realize the power that you have out there as a viewer and a listener with all of that, all the different types of engagements, right? The shares and the likes and the subs and the bells and whistles and hearts and all the different cool things they've got. Travis, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the invite. Thank you very much. Guys, make sure you check out Caliber Corner over there on gunchannels.com. Thursday nights from 5 to 7 Central Time. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. So I appreciate the invite, man.
You bet. Ghost.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I want everybody to go check out www.2afun.com. And they're running a spring challenge where you could actually win $100. So go check out. I've got a video on it of me shooting a drill, but it's a free target. You can download, print out, go to the range, shoot 10 shots, submit it, and help support 2afun.com. So thanks for having me.
You bet. And yeah, second that. Amazing project over there. Mr. Giz.
All right. Well, thanks for the invite. You can check out my website. It is gizzardgary.com. We do have two live programs each week. The first is on Friday night, which is tomorrow night, Foul Territory. That is on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And then on Sunday mornings, we have the Early Bird Chat starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. So I hope to see everybody there. Once again, thanks for the invite.
You bet. And T-Web, you came in late, so we're going to stick you in a hot seat and let you bring it home.
Right on. Yeah, thanks for the invite. Sorry I got here late. I missed a bunch of it. And kind of just throw in there at the very end, accumulation of stuff and reputation that you'll get. You'll accumulate a reputation as well. I think that product reviews are one of the least interesting ways to run a channel. So I just throw that out there that it's definitely not the only way to do it. And I think there is some consequence to pushing a channel in that direction or focusing too much on it. Because your audience, you're going to get the audience you create. We were talking about it a little bit in the YouTube chat, right? Sorry to bring up a whole other topic at the end, but if I'm going to be in a chat about it, I don't want to, you know, leave it with that this is, I mean, it's definitely necessary to talk about it, but I would think of this as like a supplementary thing. In other words, if you've got something you want to do, you're going to be knife making, you're going to be range testing or something, think of these as reviews and T&Es as ways to accomplish a goal, but the T&E isn't the goal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, great shows. Thanks for having them. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet.
And thanks everybody for participating, because this is what makes YouTube fun. People that like to participate and add their voice to the mix. You know, just seeing a bunch of people do their thing is one thing, but collaborate and working together, I think that takes it to a whole nother level, and it really does make it more fun. So thanks everybody.
Right. And it's wonderful. What's great about these chats, and I usually say it here in closing. I'll of course say it again in closing tonight. But you know, for everybody that is on the YouTube side, the Gun Channel side, in the live chat, yeah, you guys have really been on it with the engagement and the questions and all that the last few weeks. The panels have been, you know, as full as they could possibly be. We can't cram another person on the panel, which is great. That shows that, you know, we've got other creators out there that are thinking about all this stuff. They're, you know, this we're in the new media, and we're in the early stages of this new media, and the game changes on us, it seems like, every week. So, you know, having these shows and talking about various tactics and methods and different things we can do and algorithms and all that, that's what this show is all about. If you came in late on either the live side gun channels or YouTube, this thing will be in replay shortly. And of course, I encourage you to back up. There was a lot of stuff that was covered early on for you folks that came in a little bit late. And then it will also go to podcast. It'll drop to podcast form Saturday morning. So if you're a podcast listening person, primarily, and maybe you work on Saturday mornings, then download it Saturday morning and just listen to the first part of it then. As far as the things going on the channel, obviously clovertac.com gets you social media links to every single place we're on, which is a bunch of them. It gets you the links to the swag store to be able to sign up for the newsletter, which will go out this coming Wednesday. Always cool things in that newsletter. I don't like to give away the secrets, but there are cool things. Gizzard can testify to that in the newsletter, so check that out for sure. As far as tomorrow morning, which may be today for some of you, depending on what time zone you're in, the Fire and Friday podcast will drop, and we've got Kane Arms in the house. So if you're interested at all in 3D printing of any kind. That's where most of their parts are 3D printed. So we had quite a bit of conversation about how 3D printers work and the different filaments or whatever that are used and all of that geeky stuff revolving around 3D printers. So should be an interesting one for you. Check that out for sure. Until then, we will catch you next week. So stay nerdy. Bye.